Every month we talk about what's happening under the umbrella of Grand Valley's Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies. We gave you a couple months off to go play in this summertime, but it's time to rope you back in and obviously put you in the spotlight. We start strong. Richard Hiskus, Professor of Political Science and Honors, Director of the New Human Rights Program at Grand Valley State University. You would be the season kickoff. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you. How are you? I'm very well. Glad to spotlight the New Human Rights Program and more. First of all, I always like to talk about you. It says you're relatively new to Grand Valley, so take it away.
I'm beginning my fourth year at Grand Valley. I grew up in Chicago, went to Hope College, went to grad school in Indiana, and then I've been teaching.
Where in Indiana?
Bloomington.
Oh, me too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hoosiers.
Yeah. Hoosiers, go Hoosiers. Were you there when Little 500 was still in the old stadium?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we probably were sitting next to each other.
Breaking Away, one of my favorite movies.
I was on the, not in the show, but watched the, anyway, we need to talk about this later. Richard, good that you are here. So some IU work and kept going.
And then I moved to the University of Connecticut, where I taught for 35 years, and started the human rights program there, which is now the biggest program in the world with 200 students. I'm really happy to be back in the Midwest. I'm excited to be at Grand Valley. And the new program, I think, is going to be a really remarkable addition, contribution to the community.
Also editor of the Journal of Human Rights and president of the American Political Science Association Human Rights Section. So as I often get the question, when do you sleep?
Often as possible.
You do, yes. We do want to put the spotlight on this HRT program, a minor only, bringing together courses, I understand, from across the university into a very cool opportunity. What is this HRT program, Richard?
Well, at the moment you're right, it's a minor program. It's 19 credits, an introductory course, and then five other courses, including internship possibilities for students in the community or perhaps in the study abroad context. There's a capstone, which really is a credit course to do some reflection on what their program has been and to get them to think about how they would present themselves as human rights graduates to possible employers or organizations.
Let's cut to the chase. This is a program that one looks to establish themselves in a job, a career, a financial opportunity.
Well, I think that human rights is a lot of things for students these days. It's a way for them to do some work in the world that they're proud of, to learn how to do that. It's the language of social justice. It is also the language of international law. So there's a lot of human rights students that go to law school and perhaps specialize in international law. And there's lots of opportunities in NGOs like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch and so forth. But one of the more interesting developments, I think, that not a lot of people are aware of is that a large part of the corporate world these days is hiring people who have expertise in human rights, social justice kinds of issues because they're very concerned about, well, possibly their supply chain, possibly about the rights of indigenous peoples where their production is being done. There's questions about trafficking, child labor, so forth. And companies today, obviously triple bottom line companies, but really any major corporation is concerned about not just how it looks. I don't think we have to be cynical about this, but they need to be concerned about their workers and the communities in which the workers work and to make sure that the products that they sell are produced in a way that doesn't violate human rights. I've had a couple former students contact me about their careers in human rights that are interestingly high-paid executive careers with clients like Nike and Walmart and so forth. That's another whole side of human rights education and preparation that I'd like to stress whenever I can.
Oh, certainly want to come back to how human rights is involved here in the curricula, but can you expand a bit more on the role of human rights in the world today and perhaps even in international politics?
Well, as we're seeing the presidential election that's happening now, as a political scientist, I never get too far away from that. Obviously, questions about rights of immigrants, questions about people's right to not to be tortured being violated, all kinds of those questions are not just sort of moral political questions. They are questions of international law. And human rights is the language of international law and has been for a long time. There are lots of conventions and treaties, beginning with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1946, that has really established an international regime that is partly aimed at protecting the human rights of citizens from abuse by their own governments. And international relations, as it's taught at Grand Valley, has educated students on this for a long time. Human rights is a particular focus within that area.
Do Americans think in terms of human rights rather than constitutional rights?
Well, we're beginning to. That's a pretty good question. It's interesting when you go abroad that when people talk about rights, they recognize that America is probably the greatest defender of rights in the world. And they think of rights in terms of human rights. Americans understand rights in the context of our Bill of Rights, which is one of the first and still a very important human rights document. But we tend to think of human rights as oftentimes students think that's some kind of European thing that doesn't really apply here because we have all the rights we need in the nine that we have, and the Universal Declaration lists 30. So what are these other ones?
Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies sends their experts every month on behalf of Grand Valley State University. Dr. Richard Hiskus, Professor of Political Science and Honors, Director of the new Human Rights Program here at Grand Valley, discussing. So I understand after being only on the books for a month before students left for the summer, you have 35 students declaring this minor. So what kind of student do you expect to participate?
Good question. We're hoping that they come from all across campus. Yeah. The curriculum includes 18 different majors that supply courses. It's mostly in liberal arts at this point and Brooks College students. I'm hoping, as happened at University of Connecticut, that students in the nursing school, they are already quite involved with it, but the professional schools also, the business school, the engineering school, I'm just starting conversations with them. Where there are big human rights programs at universities, it is increasingly common that engineering and business schools want their students to be educated in this as well. So I'm hoping that it'll be students from all across campus, and I'm pretty sure it will be.
Are there special opportunities for outreach or, say, internships in the HRT minor?
Yeah, there is an internship opportunity for 3 credits. I think a lot of students will avail themselves of that. There's lots of work to be done in Grand Rapids, certainly. There's quite a good structure of organizations in Grand Rapids having to do with trafficking. There's a number of social welfare agencies that human rights students tend to work with as well. Plus I think that there's lots of study abroad opportunities that students really grab onto. Our son went to Rwanda a couple summers ago, and there's study abroad programs all over the world. The Grand Valley is really a leader in study abroad that are connecting with internships there as well. So there's plenty of opportunities for students.
That experience you can never take away. You mentioned, the footprint that you left prior to Grand Valley. Other universities and colleges that have sought to establish human rights programs, and others in Michigan, maybe?
It's a growing curricular innovation across the country. I've actually helped a number of universities and colleges get their programs going. University of Michigan has a research program in human rights. I know some of the faculty there who are doing research. They don't have a particular teaching program. Grand Valley is the only university in Michigan that offers a minor. Kalamazoo College has a really terrific social justice institute and program there. But there aren't any other public universities in Michigan that actually offer a minor or a certificate or a major.
So as we think of the future, what developments in the future do you anticipate for the program?
Well, I don't want to say that we'll be immediately starting a major or anything like that. I do think if the students want that, that's something that might happen in 10 years or so. I think what's going to happen is that we're just going to get a more and more students who are active on campus and within the larger Western Michigan community, and they'll make a lot of connections off campus and maybe bring some political change to Michigan as well.
Awesome. You are actually teaching classes within this program and more?
Yeah, I teach a introductory class to human rights, and that has really taken off. I have a lot of colleagues teaching it as well. I teach a theory of human rights class. I'm primarily a political theorist, and I teach an honors seminar in human rights. Lots of other courses across the curriculum.
And in your spare time, watching the heat of this political thriller.
Almost is no spare time if you're watching the heat of this political thriller. I'm a little disappointed, as I always am, that human rights are not ever really named as a particular political issue. Even President Obama, who achieved a great accomplishment in national health care, which is generally considered to be a human right, never referred to the human right to health care till after his reelection. So,
stay tuned. How do we find out more information about the Human Rights Minor Program at Grand Valley, Richard?
You can contact Brooks College, or you can contact me specifically at hiskusr@gvsu.edu. I'd be more than happy to speak with you about it.
Professor Hiskus, H-I-S-K-E-S, Richard, professing political science and honors and talking about his direction of the new Human Rights Program at Grand Valley on behalf of the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies. Good day to you.
Thanks very much.